Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Yavamis Perike Mishnah Dalid. Okay, so we just learned. So at the end of Mishnah Gimel, we learned it makes no difference whether it's Yavama Achas Liyavim Echad, whether the issue is just between Shimon and Rachel, V'achas Shtei Yavamis Liyavim Echad, or it's between Shimon and Rachel and Chana. Now our Mishnah says Ketza. How does this work itself out? Give me practical examples. One Yavim, two Yavamis. Reuven passed away, he left two wives, Rachel and Chana. Zak the Mishnah. Case number one. Aser Maimer Bezu, a Maimer Bezu. He made a Maimer with Rachel and then with Chana. Tzricha Shnei Gitten v'Chalitza. It's going to need two Gitten and one Chalitza. Both Rachel and Chana need a get, each one to undo their Maimer. One of them is going to need Chalitza. Just one of them. And that's going to remove the Zika from both women. Again, Zika means the Yivam connection. Didn't we say there's no mimer after a mimer? Well, this is the sheet of the Rabbanan who hold that there is a mimer after a mimer. That's why both would need a get. Case number two. Mimer bezuva get lezu. Zakta Mishnah, tzricha get v'chalitza. So you give a mimer to Rachel and a get to Chana. Rachel who got the mimer needs a get, and one of them is going to need chalitza. Doesn't make a difference who he gives the chalitza to. But wait a second, this is the second case. So he did a mimer with Rachel, and a get to Chana. L'maisa could he be miyavim Rachel? The answer is no. Because he gave the get to Chana, that means that he rejected this set of yivim, so to speak. And once you make a rejection, shuv lo yivne. He's not allowed to be miyavim Rachel anymore. But Rachel will need a get for her maimer, and one of them is going to need chalitza, which will serve for both to undo the zika. Case number three. Maimer bezu iboil ezu. Did a maimer with Rachel and took in Chana. Married Chana. Tzricha shnei gitten v'chalitza. We're going to need two gitten over here. Rachel will need the get to undo the maimer. And as far as Chana, that he was miyaveim, he cannot stay with her. She's going to have chalitza. Someone's going to have chalitza. One of the two. Why can't he stay with Chana? Because you gave a maimer to Rachel. Once he gave a maimer to Rachel, then the next step would have been to miyaveim Rachel. Give a maimer to Rachel, and then he took in Chana, he can't stay with Chana. But that Yivam, the fact that he married Chana, that's not like a regular Yivam. But once someone is miyavim, you no longer need chalitza. Masechtas Yivamis finishes and it starts Masechtas Kedush. No, Yivamis continues on over here because it's not a good Yivam. Or let's say better, it's a flawed Yivam. He wasn't allowed to be miyavim here. He already given a maimer to the other one. And memeil chalitza is still necessary. Case number four, Maimer Bezu, a Maimer with Rachel, V'chalitz Lezu, and Chalitza to Chana. Rishayna Tzricha Get. Rachel needs a Get to end the Maimer. We don't need another Chalitza because Chalitza was done already. That removes the Zika from both of them. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Get Lezu, V'get Lezu. This is actually the fifth case in our Mishnah. He gave a Get to Rachel and a Get to Chana. Tzricha Zimenu Chalitza. One of them is going to need chalitza. That's going to work for both. Chalitza to one removes the zika from both Rachel and Chana. Now, he can't be miyavim any once he gives the get. But chalitza is still necessary to allow Rachel and Chana to marry someone else. They have to be freed from the zika. Case number six. Get lezu, iboil lezu. Gave a get to Rachel. And then he was boil Chana. Then he married Chana. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Chana is going to need a get. And chalitza will also be necessary. So again, he gave Rachel a get. Okay, so she's out of the picture. Although she would still require a chalitza. Someone's going to have chalitza. Not necessarily Rachel. Now, as far as Chana is concerned, he had no right to be miyavim her. Because he already gave a get to Rachel. He has to send her out. She's going to need a get. Now, normally when you're miyavim someone, there's no longer any chalitza. Like we said, Masechet Yivamis is over. But same problem. Since this yivam was something he was not allowed to do. So we don't say once he married Chana, no chalitza is necessary. You still need chalitza. Yavamas is not over. Case number seven in our Mishnah. Get lezu, a get to Rachel, maimer bezu. And a maimer with Chana. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Chana needs a get to undo the maimer. And chalitza. And again, chalitza could be with either one. And finally, case number eight in our Mishnah, get lezu v'chalitz lezu. gave a get to Rachel and Chalitza to Chana. Okay, there's nothing more to do here. Einach Chalitza klum. What happens if he's Mekadosh or afterwards? Either one, either Rachel or Chana? So according to the Chacham, it would be an issue, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we already explained, being that this is a lav, once there's Chalitza, you're not allowed to change your mind. Shuvla Yivna, Rabbi Akiva holds, Ein Kedushin Toivsin B'chai Ve'lavin, that the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal at all.